This is Patricia Misakian, and we are now going to do an attunement to align your energy with the key to access the records. Make sure you're sitting down and your feet is touching the floor, your back is straight, and your hands resting on the top of the thigh with the palms facing up. Take a nice deep breath in and out. Let go anything else you were thinking about before. Just bring your attention to this present moment. And we are now going to align your spiritual body with your physical body. You're going to call your spiritual body to sit right on top of your physical body. And it's going to come, because you're telling to the soul, with the intention of aligning your head in your head, your shoulders in your shoulders, your hips in your hips, your knees in your knees, and your feet in your feet. Take a nice deep breath in. Fully align in your body. We are going to call your higher self to the top of your head. And feel the unconditional love from your higher self, ready to support you on your journey for your records today. You're going to focus on your aura around you. And your water tends to expand and contract, depending on where you are. But for this work, we are going to call your aura to be a foot and a half around you. And it's going to do it because you're telling to do so. And now we are going to ask your higher self to protect your space while we go on a journey. And your higher self is going to throw a veil of roses around your aura, protecting your space. You might notice the color of your roses today. Whatever they are, just notice the color if you do. You're going to now imagine a door in the veil of roses right in front of you. You're going to ask the door to open so you can pass through it. And as you pass through it, the door is going to close behind you. You're now going to find yourself in nature. Take a look around you and notice what you see. Notice how the air feels it for you. You're going to now look down and notice how your earth looks like for you. In this guided visualization, the earth that you're seeing now represents the ambient, the environment that you're in. And we're now going to start the alignment with the four elements. You're going to turn to your right and start walking on the earth, honoring the earth as you walk. Each step you take, I want you to think about something around you that you are grateful for. So let's walk together. The first step you're going to take on the earth, you're going to think about one person that you're grateful for. The next step you take, you're going to think about something that you're grateful for in your house. The next step you're going to take, you're going to think about a friend that you're grateful for. You're going to take another step and think about someone else that you're grateful for. Maybe a work, maybe a client, maybe a friend. Take another step and think about something else that you're grateful for. And you notice that every step you take, the floor beneath you, you're going to start seeing this most beautiful green grass growing and expanding. Every step you take, keep taking steps. And every step you take, think about something that you're grateful for. You're going to see plants growing, flowers blooming. After every step of gratitude that you take on the earth. Take one more step of gratitude, and you're going to look forward, and you're going to see a wall of fire right in front of you. It's beautiful, most beautiful, bright fire flicking in and inviting you in. To come closer and feel the warmth of this fire. The fire right in front of you represents the obstacle that is right in front of you in your present life. So keep looking at these beautiful flames coming out of this firewall. And as you look at the fire, you're going to look at the fire and ask the fire what it is that you want to teach me. When you're going through a difficult situation, it's natural to have a hard time assuming our responsibility. Sometimes because part of that is the ego and the belief that the ego is holding on to it. So now we're going to ask the fire what it is that I need to let go of. In a second, I'm going to count to three, and you're going to pass through the fire, and energetically you burn whatever it is that you need to let go of. Could be a belief, could be a thought, could be a feeling. Whatever it is, as you pass through the fire, you're going to energetically burn it so it can be recycled, going back to the earth. Ready? 1, 2, 3, and pass through the fire and let the belief or the feeling, whatever it is, burn and go back to the earth. And as you pass through the fire, you keep moving forward, leaving that belief behind or the feeling, whatever it is that you burned behind you. And you're going to start, keep walking forward until you see the most beautiful waterfall coming down from the top of this very, very tall mountain. Take a moment to notice the waterfall from the top of the mountain and follow the water through all the way until you splash in this little lake. Take a moment to notice this beauty. Keep moving forward towards the waterfall. And as you come closer to the waterfall, you're going to start to notice that your higher self is now right next to the waterfall. And now you're right in front of the waterfall and your higher self. Now that you went through the fire, your higher self has something very important that you're now ready to hear. So just take a moment to hear your higher self message. Thank your higher self for the wisdom and knowledge shared. And now your higher self is going to point to the waterfall and now explain to you what it is that you need to clean so you can create a relationship with your guides from your Akashic records and also open up your intuition and to new connections. She calls you to follow her or him through the waterfall. And she explains to you that as you enter the waterfall, you're going to stand right in the center of the waterfall. Stay under the waterfall and enjoy the weight of the water, filling up and cleaning up all your chakras, all the emotions that you're ready to let go, all the beliefs. So as you're ready, start walking towards the waterfall. Stand right in the center. Now you're right in the center of the waterfall, feeling the heavy water falling through your head, filling up your whole crown chakra with this beautiful purifying aura, clearing all the worries and the doubts that you may have to connect to Source, to the universe. Let this beautiful, clean, pure water from the waterfall clear anything that you need clearing in your crown chakra. Let it fill up your crown chakra with this beautiful crystalline water. And now you're going to start noticing the water clearing up the channel between your crown chakra and your third eye, cleaning up anything that you're ready to clean in this channel, filling it up now your third eye, cleaning up your third eye, clearing up the channel between the third eye and your throat chakra. Anything that you're ready to let go there. Let the water clean up your throat chakra now. Let it fall down through the channel to your heart, clearing and washing anything in the way. Let it wash your heart chakra, cleaning away any sadness, any frustration. Let it clean now between the channel in the heart chakra and your power chakra, cleaning away any confusion, letting go. Let the water clean out your power chakra, cleaning up any low self-esteem, anything, any area of your life that you're ready to let go. Let the water clean up the channel between the power chakra and your second chakra. Let it all go. Now the water is going to clean the second chakra. Let it wash all away. And then the channel between the second chakra and your first chakra. Clearing away. Now you're going to clean the first chakra. Let it all fall back to Mother Earth. And you're going to clean your ground cord, pushing away anything that no longer serves your higher good, all the way back to Mother Earth. Keep enjoying this water. Wash every part of your body, any old belief, any doubts of yourself, your ability to manifest in your life what you want to manifest, any doubts of your power to access your intuition, to attract opportunities, clients, or relationships in a higher vibration. Let this water fill up and wash your whole being. Wash away anything necessary to open the pathway for you to access with clarity and confidence your Akashic records and receive the guidance from your guides. Beautiful. When you're ready, you're going to keep walking to the back of the waterfall. So you're now crossing the waterfall and find yourself behind the waterfall. You're going to press through the mountain and you're going to see there is a beautiful area to start climbing up on that mountain. And you're going to start climbing up the mountain using your hands and seeing how easy it is. So just put one hand in front of you, find a hole for your feet, step up, and now you have space to push your power into your legs, put your weight into your legs, and then stand up and grab another hold up and keep climbing up that beautiful mountain. Climbing up the mountain, and you see that every step you take up the mountain, easier it is to keep going, keep moving forward, enjoying this beautiful view around you. You feel so good climbing up this mountain. It's like when you think you don't have where to step anymore, then you see a beautiful hold. And a beautiful, nice place for you to put your hand to keep climbing up this mountain. And then you find the very top of the mountain. You're going to look around and there is the most beautiful, breathtaking view that you've ever seen. Enjoy this beautiful view when you are on the top of the mountain. And you can see everything from this much greater perspective. How interesting, how small things look when you're looking from the top of this mountain. Close your eyes. And enjoying the wind brushing through your skin. And the wind is getting stronger and stronger. And now you experience the wind that is going to bring forth new seeds of belief that is going to take you where you want to go in your life. If at any moment in your life in the future you see yourself not knowing which path to take, where to go, remember this top of the mountain with this view of the big picture, this beautiful big circle of all your life. Now open your eyes and listen to the wind's whisper. There now, you're going to now listen to the wind whisper for you new, positive, empowering beliefs and mindsets that will take you where you want to go. The wind is going to naturally stop, coming to a stop. And you feel your higher self right next to you again in the top of the mountain. Your higher self is going to hold your hand and show you a path to start walking down the mountain. Going to start walking between trees. This is a little shortcut, and you're going to see where you started. You're going to see your body sitting down in the other side of the Veil of Roses. You're going to see the Veil of Roses, and you're going to open the door. And you're going to imagine sitting up and aligning one more time your spiritual body and your physical body. You might want to turn over and sit in your body again. Align your head in your head, your shoulders in your shoulders, your hips in your hips, legs in your legs, hands in your hands. Take a nice deep breath in and out. You're going to thank your higher self to protect your space with the Veil of Roses. Your higher self is going to now remove the Veil of Roses and recycle. You are now aligned with the four elements with the key to access the records. When you are ready, you can open your eyes.